7:42. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are, that's sort of a sunrise. I just got distracted for a moment here.
Yeah, a little
sunrise.
Bit. Look at that.
Yes. Welcome back, son. We're sorry that we banished you for a whole hour, that we've moved our clocks. I'm getting used to it, Craig. It's day number two. I need a little therapy to get through some of this. But we're going to talk physical therapy. Mine's more mental therapy that I have to deal with, Craig. But we have Tom Lamott, manager of physical therapy here at the UH. And it's interesting because we talked about how this is University Hospital's Avon Health Center. I said, what about the fitness? Well, there's a fitness, but you said it's all part of a bigger complex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And here is Tom to talk a little bit about that. I mean, that's one of the things about this facility. You've got, what, the emergency room area there. Your part is the physical therapy. There's a whole
Correct.
Other separate, what, two stories of a building? Or
Right. We're on the second floor in Suite 202. It's a very unique clinic within our system because we're attached to a fitness center. It's very unlike a lot of clinics out there, especially private practices out there in the community. We have this entire state-of-the-art fitness center to use to basically to the advantage of the patients. And we even have an aquatic therapy pool that we use for a lot of patients. You can imagine, especially in the wintertime, a lot of people like coming in use the heated pool. It's very therapeutic and feels really good. A lot of these patients need aquatic therapy because they can't do land-based therapy right away. But especially when you consider the relationship we have with the fitness center, it's pretty special because a lot of members become aware of our services because they're a member here and will use our services. But then there are a lot of people from the community who will come in. They have no knowledge of our clinic beforehand. And then they go through therapy and they use the equipment that the fitness center has and that we have in our own clinic. And they think to themselves, well, you know, maybe I want to continue working out and to exercise and use this facility, and they become new members when they're done with their therapy.
And sometimes because of that, maybe their physical abilities change. They might have got into some situation which caused the initial injury or something that led to physical therapy, but maybe regular exercise can be the prevention for something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. More and more physical therapists are in the wellness aspect of communities at large. That we're really trying to advocate for wellness programs and for healthier lifestyles. So anything that we can do to get these patients obviously back to what they're doing on a regular basis and healthy again, we want them to continue to be healthy and help prevent these types of injuries or ailments down the road. So in any type of regular exercise regimen that these people can get involved in on a regular basis really helps.
Tom, what are some of the more common issues people have when they come to see you?
Sure. There's all kinds of issues. So people have sprains, strains, a lot of total knee and hip joint replacement surgeries. I think everybody knows the baby boomers are getting older and older, and so a lot of joint replacement surgeries are certainly very common. But then we also have the chronic pain population where people will come in with, let's say, a chronic back pain that they've been dealing with for years and years and just haven't It hasn't resolved and they haven't gotten the help or the treatment they need. We're able to help those people. Specifically, we have some therapists within our department here at Avon as well as elsewhere who are manually certified therapists, orthopedic certified therapists. You know, these are the people who have specialized skills who can really impact a patient who has been dealing with pain for a long, long time. And it's really a special experience to see the impact that we can have on some of these patients after, you know, how many years of dealing with chronic pain. I think we could all understand, you know, how tough that would be. But then to go through some weeks of therapy and feel significantly better, even if we're not able to completely eradicate their discomfort, if we're able to just make them feel significantly better and get them back to doing some of the things they like to do, they're very, very appreciative.
How much hands-on are you these days? I mean, you have sort of the manager in your title. Sometimes that kind of moves you a little bit away. Are you still involved
sure.
in that, or what?
You know, I don't see a lot of outpatient therapists anymore. I started my career as an outpatient physical therapist, so I don't do that at all. However, my home base is at the hospital in Elyria, and so I do see some patients there every now and then, especially when we have some staffing issues and I need to pitch in to help out. I absolutely will help out my team. And it's great. I'd like to reconnect like that and keep my feet on the ground.
Before we went on, I disclosed that my daughter has been going to some therapy through here. And I've gone with her. So I'm sort of just sitting in the chair watching her get through this physical therapy. But I see other people that come in. I'm fascinated by the variety of things that constitute physical therapy. I mean, it's everything from, you have like steps for balance. There's massage that takes place. There's stretchy bands. There's big balls. There's even right. sort of a section for hands for sort of very, you know, small motor skills. And stuff
right.
Like
yeah,
that.
We have a certified hand therapist on staff here at Avon, and that's a highly specialized form of occupational therapy. Not every occupational therapist has that certification, and that gives her a higher degree of skill to positively impact the patients who have had hand surgeries or significant hand injuries that not every therapist would be qualified to effectively treat.
You mentioned knee replacements, hip replacements. When somebody enters physical therapy, is there a typical length of time they're in there working on that kind of problem?
Everybody's different because every individual surgery can be a little bit different with the recovery. But certainly these days, we're getting patients out of the hospital sooner and sooner. And we don't want them to be in therapy any longer than necessary. So, you know, maybe 10 years ago, that person would be in therapy for many, many weeks at a time. But, you know, these days, you know, we're only seeing them for a couple weeks and they're done. You know, they're coming into therapy on an outpatient basis at a much higher functional level than ever before. The technology behind these surgeries is so advanced that these patients are doing much, much better. It's really pretty incredible how quickly they can be done with their overall therapy. But, of course, you know, once again, it runs the gamut. There's some patients who might be a little bit slower in their recovery, and then we'll need to see them for a longer period of time.
I'm learning how not only it's sort of the movement, but the strains that muscles go through surgeries and things like that, which you don't think if you're dealing with something maybe with a bone, they got to get through muscle, and now the muscle
right.
has issues, and where there wasn't an issue before, there's other things, layers that have to be worked through, I guess, to get to the final goal that you need.
Correct.
For the movement, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, these are involved surgeries. I mean, when you think about replacing a joint in your body, whether it be a knee or hip or shoulder, that's invasive, right? It's going to take a toll on the patient's body initially, and especially for the first couple of days after surgery, you know, it can be a little slow in their recovery. But once again, the technology is so much superior today than ever before. It's amazing how much quicker they're able to get moving. Hey, how many years ago you'd be in the hospital in your bed literally for days after the surgery without getting up? We're now seeing patients the same day of surgery later in the day to get them up for their first PT evaluation. That was unheard of a couple of years ago.
That's probably still amazing for the patient who thinks, really? Don't I get because right? They basically say,
sure.
You're out, you're done, get moving. And
right.
you're like,
yeah.
Really? Can I really do that? And
right.
you, as long as you have the confidence from the doctor
Correct.
And the physical therapist and they're working for the same protocol.
Sure. Yep. Well, yeah. I mean, the orthopedic surgeons that I have the privilege of working with on a regular basis at the Center for Orthopedics, they are doing so well with these surgeries that we, you know, we're of course supporting their work. And as you can understand, the studies are now showing that patients going home, you know, are really doing much better. They feel more comfortable at home. They're able to sit in their favorite chair, get up and make a meal on their own. You know, these are things that we're really finding that's very beneficial for patients to get home as soon as possible. And of course, you know, some patients aren't able to do so as quickly as we'd like, but most of them do a really, really nice job.
Any advice for that patient who might be having a difficult time going through therapy and maybe emotionally is kind of getting worn down?
Sure. You know, hang in there. That's what I would say. You know, a lot of these things do take time. Like I talked about some of the patients beforehand, anybody dealing with chronic pain, you know, therapy is not something that's a one-time cure. You're not going to come in for one visit and just all of a sudden feel 100% better. It does take time. Patients who are consistent with their home exercise programs and really listen to what the therapists are trying to teach them and what to do, that makes all the difference in the world. I personally know, having a history of back pain when I was much younger, my back pain did not go away right away at all, but I did have a bout of therapy, and it really, really was amazing how much better I felt after a couple months.
If there's sometimes people feel out of control, if they feel more in control of their body, either right. knowing why it's making this and what they can do to prevent that
sure.
there's a better track for recovery or at least acceptance of what they have to deal with.
Correct, so, correct. Right. Yeah, no, and the thing that I can't emphasize enough is that, you know, for anybody going through therapy, you know, it's a vulnerable time for them. I mean, they're expressing their feelings to the therapist or whatever ailments they might have. You know, it's one of those things where a close relationship will develop between a patient and a therapist, and that really helps with the overall healing process. You know, that kind of connection, that kind of relationship really makes a difference. And as I was telling you before we went on the air, it's amazing how many patients we have who will come back to our facilities because they had such good results and had developed such good rapport with their therapist that they are very, very confident in getting those same results again. And, you know, I couldn't be prouder of the therapists that I work with because they are very, very special people.
Tom, I'm looking at your name tags, and it seems like you have maybe three here. The bottom one is safety coach,
right.
Like our own. What is that?
Well, what it is, we have a new safety coach program at the hospital where essentially we want everybody to be safe, right? Whether it be patients or coworkers, our fellow employees, we want to make sure everybody's working in a safe environment. So anything that we can do to ensure that safe environment for both patients and employees is to our benefit. And it's really important to take the time and to make the effort to ensure that safe environment at all times so that everybody can be safe.
You don't need your employees in therapy, right?
Correct.
Want everybody.
We want everyone to be healthy.
That's right.
Yes. Shouldn't a safety coach have a whistle, though? I was just thinking that would, right?
I left my whistle at home.
Blow it by violation or something. Or walk around with a cone somewhere just to make sure things are okay. What is it do you like about working with UH in this facility or even with the
Sure.
company?
You know, there are so many things, but one of the biggest advantages to working with a big system like University Hospitals is we have so many more resources than we ever had in the past. We're now connected to a network of over 800 therapists in the system and multiple sites, both inpatient and outpatient. Just from my perspective alone, on any given day, if I want to ask a question of one of my colleagues, I can call my my colleague at Cleveland Medical Center or Ahuja Medical Center or any other medical center, and you know, ask them a question. We can share best practices. We can really help each other deliver a better product in therapy. But from a staffing perspective alone, it's so advantageous because just a week or so ago, you know, we didn't have the resources to cover a call-off at the hospital. Well, because we had gotten some therapists from St. John's Medical Center over to do some training, you know, months beforehand, we were able to call on one of their PRN therapists, meaning as needed, and that therapist was able to come over and help us out on a day that we wouldn't have gotten any help otherwise. So it's really nice to be able to work together as an overall team to be able, once again, to deliver the best care possible at all times. And we just didn't have those kinds of resources before. And so it's invaluable to be part of a huge system that really prides itself on delivering top-notch care.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. Tom Lamott, Manager of Physical Therapy here at the UH Avon Health Center.
It's a pleasure being here.
And it's always good. And physical therapy, they have big balls and stretchy things. It's like a preschool room and climbing things.
That's why you like coming here.
It's amazing.
We're allowed to have some fun in therapy. It's not all hard work.
Right. There's some laughing going on, and that's part of the experience of getting well.
Absolutely.
Part of the wellness. Tom, thanks for stopping in.
Sure thing.
Or hosting us here as well as we have more